Well, what do we have here? A nerd somehow waddled in number 5's big championship after party. Didn't know the quarterback had befriended the computer lover. Aww, don't act like you don't know this face. It'll break my heart, you know. Didn't know the little nerd got some big balls scoffing at me like that. If we hadn't had some history together, I wouldn't have chalked you up as the dude that loves to ramble about computers. Fine. If you want to ruin my fun, I'll get to the point. So what brings you here, dweeb? Invited. You know I meant that whole quarterback's friend thing to be a joke, right? Don't tell me Mr. Prodigy has a soft spot for bookworms like you. Yeah, whatever. Same thing in my eyes. So, who invited you? Clamming up, are we? What? Do you freeze up when you talk to a cute girl long enough? That wouldn't be good for your future wife, no, would it? And I thought manners were the one thing nerds socially excel at. Hey, not done talking to you, dweeb. Are you gonna answer me? Fine. How about we cool off a bit and play some pool while we chat? Maybe that'll loosen up that stubbornness. Relax, no one's using it. Everyone's too busy getting shit-faced and dancing to the music. A real good time they're having. Just don't try calling someone over. I want to play with you in private. Mind out of the gutter, dweeb. If you want that, go talk to the folks upstairs. I'm sure they'd gladly take in a skinny college techie with no experience for a ride. I never said you were a virgin specifically. Now come on, loser. You've got some balls to hit with your stick. Thank God the place is empty. Go grab a stick or whatever and start playing. I didn't say I was gonna play with you. Just wanna chat a bit while you play. Plus, I don't have to yell over this trash music. Much as I look up to Mr. Prodigy, he's got shit taste. Don't mind me. I'll just sit myself down on the edge of the pool table while we talk. And don't think about running away from here. You still owe me, remember? That's a good boy. Now start doing your thing. The balls are already lined up, so take your shot. So let's cut the crap here. Who actually invited you? See? That wasn't so hard, was it? So a buddy of yours invited you here. Can't say I know them, but they must be pretty connected to get you an invitation here. Again, I don't care about them. That doesn't matter. What does matter, though, is that you're here with me. Alone. You can hit the cue ball now. Can't believe you whiffed that. What? Does the cute girl now have to help you guide your shots too? You're a piece of work, you know. Whatever you say, dweeb. Just don't move from that spot there. I want to tower over you and get within arm's reach. But then again, I kinda do that already, don't I? Don't care if it's a difference of half an inch. I'm still taller than you. Makes it easier to mess with you and do whatever I want. It's nice. Huh, nice shot. For a computer nerd, I didn't think you'd be kinda decent at this game. Especially since I'm keeping you rooted to the spot. Pretty sure I'm handicapping you. So, why'd you go? You know what I said. Just answer. You wanted to get out of your comfort zone, huh? What? Are the books you're hoarding not good enough for you? So, something else, huh? I thought you nerd types don't like going out or socializing or whatever. What's the term for that again? Recluse, yeah! I thought you'd be a shut-in recluse that wants nothing to do with anyone after they do their thing on campus. I wonder why that's changed. Ruining my fun again, as per usual. But yeah, I thought this dweeb here just heads home after college. You... what? Tech courses. Wow, you're so much more of a nerdy loser than I thought. I know you're serious, that's why I'm laughing. What, does the techie teach the younglings the magnificence of AOL or something? Dude, I don't care if it's ancient in today's standards. Don't care either way. Shit is still hilarious. I needed that. So what do you actually teach? Software? What the fuck is that? Is this another nerd term I don't get? Make stuff inside the computer? Gee, didn't need you to dumb it down for me. I go to the same college you do, remember? Same class, too. What? Do I look like a dumb bimbo to you? That one's just a tease. You'll understand once you hit it off with a girl. They just love to do that with you. Trust me, you'll know. Eventually. Damn, another nice shot. Nearly clear the table, too. Just don't hit the eight ball, or you'll owe me double. New rule I just made up. Not gonna argue, are you, dork? Good boy. Now keep playing. Ooh, you hit the eight ball into a hole. Looks like you lost, nerd. Now you owe me double. Them's the rules, nerd. Now go ahead and put the stick up, or whatever it's called. Gotcha! I've got you pinned against the wall. And all I had to do was follow you, and press my hand on the wall behind you. It's also convenient that my hand's right next to your head. Be a shame if I did anything to you. I'm gonna bet you've never been this close to a girl, have ya? Then I'm glad I'm your first. What do I want? Well, I know you have at least a clue of what I want. I want to redeem a favor. After your loss, I think it's only fair. You're breathing so hard. Even with my hair tickling your face from up here, I can tell you're scared shitless. Are you afraid of what I'll do to you? Are you starting to regret coming to this party and meeting me? Stop begging. Now hold still. I figured you out. You love this, huh? You're not the only one. God, nerd, why are you making me act like this? If we were back on campus, I would have caved your skull in for making me like this. But since we're all alone here, I get an opportunity of a lifetime. Say, dweeb, remember all those times I shoved you in the same janitor closet? You know, because college isn't high school and all that. Well, where'd you get the pool stick from? I love that look of dread on you, nerd. So here's the deal. We're gonna reenact that for old time's sake. But we're doing it in this closet instead. That, and I'm hopping in with you. Think of it like 7 minutes in heaven, that I get to torment you until I had my fun. Don't go weak on me, wimp. I don't like wimpy guys. Wait, no. That's exactly what I want. Now get in here. Fuck me, this couldn't have been better. The closet's just big enough for two, and you're all flustered and shit. What? Not used to the feeling of a girl's boobs pressed against you? No, no, don't look away. Eyes up here. So, dork, don't we have unfinished business to take care of? Here's the deal. We've gotta keep this quiet. I don't want anyone finding out what we did here and spread it around like the plague. That means you've gotta keep those bitchy moans in for me. Unless you want the whole dorm to know about us. You wouldn't want that, would you? Blame yourself or your jeans. Because no matter what you say, I know a bitch when I see one. And I love men smaller than me, who I can fuck with. I think I didn't catch that boner on ya. Oh, shut up! Quit denying it! I can feel your dick pressing against my thighs. You've gotta admit it. You love this. Gonna manhandle you just because you pitched a tent over this. Because of this space, I don't have the room to do much. But I do have other methods of torturing ya. Like, say, trailing my hand down your chest and down into your pants. Ooh, you're a big one, aren't ya? It's not fair you're hiding this dick from me. Could have saved me the time, dweeb. I might have to sock you for that one, once we're back on school grounds. Actually, let's play a little game. I'll jerk you off and make you feel good, but you have to keep your eyes on me while you do it, no matter what I do to it. Even if you move your head to make a cute expression, I want you to keep your eyes on me, and don't come. What will I do if you manage? Well, I'll give you a good incentive. Don't bust, and I'll take it in my pussy. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. How about it? What am I saying? It's not like you're in any position to argue. Now try not to fucking squirm, dweeb. I like that look on your face. So red and shivering so much. Cute. I found your weakness, dweeb. I felt you spasm and moan just by thumbing your tip. Don't tell me it's extra sensitive there. Had enough of stroking you inside your pants. Let me pull these down a little and see what I'm working with. Much better. I hope you're not looking away from me, because it'd be a shame if we stop right now. Just keep looking at me and stop squirming so much. Oh fuck, this is hot. Might be that we're in a closet with shit ventilation, but all this touching has got me going. Doing? I'm opening my top. I only got a bra under this shirt. Bet you'd love to take a look at a nice pair of tits, especially mine. But you've got to keep your eyes up here. Look at them, and I'll stop right here. Well, sucks to be you. Your first time with a girl, and she won't let you stare at her tits, even if they're so close to your face. You are a virgin, right? Even better. Pushing these booty shorts down just a little. You're getting real close now, shorty. Just last a few more moments, and don't blow your load. You know me so well. I don't normally wear the frilly shit like the rest of the girls do, But today is different. Parties like these go wild. And tonight is a special occasion for that. It's a shame you can't see them. These shorts are hella tight. And hug my ass and thighs so nicely. I gotta say, Dweeb, you last longer than I thought. I took you as a mega virgin that would come at a woman's touch. But no, you're holding out. Fine. I think you've earned it. Just kidding. There's no way in hell we're done just yet. I'm putting this rock-hard cock right below my clit. But don't you think we're actually gonna do the deed just yet? So keep your eyes on me. What's that? Is that a bitchy whimper I hear? I sure hope they break the rule and look away in embarrassment. It'd be a shame to have my nerd wimp out from this golden opportunity. Good boy. Now shush. Let my hips do the talking. What? Expecting to feel bare flesh on your prick? Silly dweeb. You'll have to go through these panties first. They're black, by the way. Shit, you're already leaking pre. Pathetic. Don't tell me you're gonna bust over my panties. I just started grinding on you, you know. You're lucky, you know. Because you're so short, your tip reaches just over my pussy. Must feel nice to have your sensitive spot rubbed constantly by a woman's privates. But instead of looking, you're getting to see my mug over you. That's a bummer. Like that, huh? My plaything. I gotta admit, it's hot. It's perfect for a shorty like you. I'll think about making you my bitch if you can last. Right now, I gotta enjoy myself with this cock. I'm getting real sweaty. My hips are bucking faster. And fuck, this feels so good. Ah. babe. This feels just as good as grinding against a dildo. What else did you expect? This feels so hot. Fuck it. I need to move my panties aside. I don't know why they're so wet, but I sure as shit know you're loving every second of this. Just remember our deal, and don't you dare look away now. I guess you won. My pussy is aching to put this dick inside. Lucky you. You're free to look anywhere, nerd. You've earned your keep, as you should. So get a good look at my body. Already drink it up? Good. Now's the time for me to put this hard prick inside. I hope you're not close to coming, because I'm gonna be using this for a while. Shit! I'm not gonna wait for you to adjust. I'm fucking this dick right now. Nerd. To finally lose your V card. To finally be inside a girl for once. Much better than those porn mags, right? Me, you're much bigger than I thought. That, or your dick is so rock hard, it might pop a blood vessel. Either way, I'm using this as my personal dildo. Keeps twitching, and it feels so good. I know you can handle more, dweeb, so I'm going to speed up. Such a good cock on you, nerd. What was that? You look like you're about to come, dweeb. Don't tell me you can't hold it in anymore. I'm not done using it. don't. I'm pulling you out before you can come. Well, I'm not on birth control, dumbass. And I don't see you carrying around any condoms. Unless you do in case something like this happens. Thought so. I'm not risking getting pregnant now. Especially from you, of all people. No, I still have things to do with you. Aw, poor baby. You were so close to blowing. I bet it felt really good before I pulled out, huh? Here, I think I got a solution for the both of us. I wanna come too, you know. That's right. I'm sticking this prick between my thighs while my pussy grinds on it. Consider this a treat with how good you made me feel. This feels so good. Hips going back and forth on your cock. I'm getting too horny for this shit. I need to rub my clit. Your hips just like that. Put your hands on my hips while I wrap mine around your neck. Don't stop. Yes. 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 Right. Faster. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Fuck. I'm getting close. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Fuck yes. You're twitching and preying. Come, fucker! Stick your head between my tits and come! Holy shit. That's a lot of cum. You just shot behind me. Pretty sure it hit the door too. This was hot. Too bad this will be the only time I'll have sex with you. Unless... Let me cut you a deal. You'll have me over from time to time. Let me torment you at home. And you'll get to have me fuck you however I want, when I feel like it. Just don't show that affection shit once we're back on campus. Remember, what happened here stays here. I'm still your bully in their eyes out there. Do we have a deal? Good boy. Let's clean up here before anyone notices. Might be hard in this space, but we'll have to make do. And Dweeb, How does tomorrow night sound? Don't disappoint me, computer boy.